Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between.
Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You, Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, to Leave Your Powers at the Door. I am your host, the producer, with my co-host, Chris. And Chris, quick draw! Sound effect here.
Catchphrase here.
All right, I got a silly one for you. Let me ask you, do you want the silly one or the serious one?
Let's go with the serious one so we can leave on the
serious?
Laughing note.
Serious? Yeah. All right. Okay.
End it on the laughing note if it's funny.
Okay. So we've been talking this week about the different stories that are to come in Marvel. And it's one that we talked about in both episodes so far. And we're going to talk about them again. Kang the Conqueror.
Okay.
And how he led them to a point. Kind of manipulating and controlling everything that was happening leading up to him.
Yep.
Well, we also have, and this is one of my favorite characters. I think I bring her up every episode. Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
And how she can just manipulate her reality just the same. One-on-one. In one universe.
I was going to say, okay.
Who wins that battle? And how do you see it going?
Well, I got to ask you a question first.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the problem.
No, she does not have her kids.
No. Okay. There's a lot of Kangs. So some Kangs actually aren't that powerful.
Ah, okay.
And then also, only He Who Remains was the one who was in control of the timeline and leading steps.
Mm-hmm.
The other Kangs have access to all of time, but they don't necessarily control it like he was controlling it.
Mm.
So if we're not talking about He Who Remains, then Wanda, hands down.
Okay, so now we're talking about He Who Remains.
Okay. Now with He Who Remains, I see is a much better battle because of exactly what Wanda's power is.
What's that?
Chaos magic.
That is true.
And he's all about order. So it's order
versus chaos.
Isn't that Get Smart? You seen that movie? Wasn't that the two organizations?
Yeah, that was.
Okay, never mind. It's neither here nor
there. That was a shout to the Roscoe, by the way.
But yeah, I mean, even in that with He Who Remains, I'm still giving it to Wanda.
Why? What do you see? What happens?
All right, so this is how I see it. He definitely has a plan.
Yeah, he gets her kids. You bow to me or your kids die.
Whoa. That's not gonna work out too well.
They're not in this universe.
did you see what happened? You never give Wanda a warning. Black Bolt can.
Yeah, that's true.
What kids? My kids are safe at home.
Wait a minute.
The end. The instantaneous, like, happenstance of her magic. Like, it just boom, and it's done. Like, just that factor alone is just like, he's going to have his plan, and then she's going to rip that apart.
But he's more cunning than anyone she's faced before. He'll have his plan, but you'll think his plan is something different. You're falling into his plan.
Your changes you make could be part of his plan.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, so his game, his strength is kind of a mind game.
Uh-huh. We saw what happened when somebody tried to play mind games with Wanda.
Yeah, that's true. They lost their mind.
That's all I'm saying. Like, Wanda is starting to show herself as an expert. Like, she's like the Joker. Remember the Joker said, Heath Ledger said, I just take their plan and I flip it on them.
Yeah.
She's becoming that kind of character. Like, when she killed Illuminati, she killed each one of them she killed with their own power.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, she used her own power against him. And I see her doing the same thing against Kang. Maybe not as easily against He Who Remains. Uh-huh. But definitely Wanda's coming out on top of that one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
All right. The producer.
Yes.
Quick draw. This one's specifically catered for you.
Oh.
Because you said you don't know a lot of characters, so I wanted to make sure that you knew these characters.
Okay.
So this was specifically for you. Who is the better host? Mm. The producer or the Roscoe? You like that one?
I do. That's like saying, who's the better ranger, Zordon or the Red Ranger?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see how I brought it right back around? Full circle.
Full circle. Time is a loop, right?
Yeah. Here's the question I have for you. Is the agenda already created?
The agenda is never created. We know that.
Exactly. So I'm asking, where do we stand? Is it created or is it not? I think as the producer, if the agenda is not created, I operate a little better. I can freestyle a little bit with the agenda.
You don't think Roscoe can freestyle?
I don't know. He'll have to show us next episode.
I don't know.
Check in next episode for the Roscoe freestyling.
I don't know. We've been here one time and we didn't have an agenda. I was like, so Roscoe, what do you know about anime news? And like, I sat back for like an hour.
Yeah. And he just went off.
This movie's coming out. I don't want to spoil it for you, but this happens and this happens.
And the banters, he freestyles.
Yeah.
The banters. Every
episode,
he
watches the Discovery Channel right before the podcast.
And then just unloads. Next thing we know, we have Fast Animals and Slow Kids.
Oh, I spill honey all over myself. See, the animals start running faster. All right, sorry. So you did ask the question. Who we got?
All right. I see it going to me, but it starts out with the Roscoe.
Okay.
With banter, the Roscoe's got it. I'm going to be struggling there. When it comes to anime, the Roscoe's got it. I know very little about anime. But then when it comes to structuring a whole episode and the multiple stories that we cut out into different segments, I think I can handle the Roscoe on that.
Well, I'm gonna argue with you a little bit there, because okay. I see it go a little bit different.
Okay.
So in every single category, I think the Roscoe got you.
Oh.
But then after you edit the podcast, put it out.
That too. Yeah, I can never lose. Talk about the he who remains. He who edits.
He who remains at the end of the night to edit this.
It's me every time. I win. All right, I got a silly one for you.
All right.
Since you came with that one. The Roscoe. How dare he think he can beat me as a host? I got one for you. Who's more insane? The Joker or Deadpool?
Oh.
They both are off their rocker.
I always saw, like, I don't know, maybe that's because I'm a little bit insane, but I never saw the Joker as that insane.
I was going to say the same thing.
It's almost like he like plays a game with you. He makes you think he's insane.
Yeah.
Like, he uses that as a distraction. So you're thinking he's just randomly, but
he's a mastermind.
Yeah, like, so, all right, Dark Knight, the opening scene of the bank robbery. Mm-hmm. He says he's insane, but an insane person could not have put that bank robbery together as smooth as he did and kill every single person involved and walk away with all the money.
Yeah,
in a school bus, in a crowd, when the schools are letting out. Like,
yeah, they worked in pairs to get things done, and then the second in each pair would have to kill the first of that group.
And then move on to the next and pair up again.
And the second will kill him, and then so on and so forth until it got down to him, the Joker, killing the last. Yeah, no, that's genius. That's not insanity. That's genius.
Yeah, like, and what, because the line, like, the guy goes, I bet the Joker just hired me to kill you. The Joker told you to kill me as soon as the bags are loaded. And he goes, No, I don't.
I killed the bus driver.
Yeah. Like, he had, that line was even planned.
Yeah.
And then, like, he takes a few steps to the side. Like, he knew where the bus was coming in, when it was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Line that guy up to get hit by the bus. The bus driver comes out. He's like, get up. Lays him out.
Yeah. The Joker is more genius than insane.
Yeah. Now, Like I told you, I just watched Deadpool 1 mm-hmm. last night. Mm-hmm. He is insane. Like, he makes a plan, doesn't follow his own plan.
Talks to himself, talks to the viewers.
Talks to himself, talks to the viewers, talks to innocent bystanders. Matter of fact, there's a scene in there where he's trying to get to, he calls him Francis, but Ajax, because uh-huh. he figures out Ajax's real name. Like, he goes in there, like, it's so many insane parts. Like, he goes, he has cancer, so he goes to these people who say they can cure his cancer. Mm-hmm. But he mocks them the whole time they're supposed to be curing him. Mm-hmm. Then the main guy that's basically in control of his life just wants respect. And he tells him to call him Ajax. And he's like, that kind of sounds like a made up name. Like, he's teasing about it. Then while the guy's working on him, he reaches up and steals the ticket out of his pocket from his dry cleaning and gets his real name. Mm. And then tells all the other people there his real name, and they're like clowning this guy about it. Like, for what? Like, it was completely unnecessary. Like, this guy is helping you. And then, like, the guy at the end kidnaps his girlfriend, and he's standing at the top of this big, what do they call those things? The ships that carry airplanes.
Not the couriers.
Aircraft carriers. Yeah. Aircraft carriers. So Ajax is standing at the top of it. Deadpool's at the bottom. And Ajax goes, what's my name? He goes, I'm going to spell it out for you. And he kills the henchmen and lay their bodies on the ground to spell out this guy's name.
Wow.
Right. So he can see it from up top.
Uh-huh.
But in the midst of that fight of killing the henchmen, he's like just plowing through them quick as I don't know what. Mm-hmm. He's about to cut this guy's head off, and he stops the blade right at his neck. He's like, oh, Bob? Like, he knows the henchmen. They have a full conversation. He's like, come here, guy. And he goes like, he'll give him a hug, and he headbutts him, knocks him out. He's like, how are the kids? Your wife still making that casserole? Nobody makes a better casserole. And drags his body to safety, and then continues his mission. Like, this guy is insane.
Yeah, that's insanity. All right, well, we got a little more time, so I got a few more for you.
All right.
This is kind of a Mortal Kombat type fight, to where two people are going to fight, or two groups are going to fight, and then the winner of that goes to the third champion fight. All right, so I got Looney Tunes versus Animaniacs.
Oh, man. This is like a battle to the death?
Yeah, battle to death.
Looney Tunes. So, because the Animaniacs is what, three of them? Four of them?
That's three of them.
Three of them. So, how many of the Looney Tunes are we using?
But then in Animaniacs, they also have
Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain.
Freakazoid?
Yeah, they have their whole crew.
Oh.
The whole Warner Brother Tower. Remember they were getting the tower? Yeah. They have the whole Warner Brother.
Yeah, that's definitely going to because Freakazoid was like, he's like that Thor level character. He doesn't take anything serious because he really can't be hurt. Like,
yeah. But the Animaniacs didn't take anything serious.
Yeah, but I mean, they were at the same level. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was a 3v3 and you pick three of the Looney Tunes, you're looking at almost a stalemate no matter who you pick.
Mm, you think so? If you do a 3v3, I think Animaniacs easily. Who does Looney Tunes have that they'll have?
Bugs. The Tasmanian Devil.
Bugs, Tas.
Would be a problem. Bugs,
yeah, Bugs, Tas, and who's the third?
That's the question.
I say.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, they got a lot of heat. And then, like, so if you just open it up, I feel like, yeah, the Animaniacs, they still have more characters. Like,
they do.
At the end of the day, they just carry more heat.
They do. They do.
It's ridiculous.
So who do you see winning? Animaniacs?
Yeah, Animaniacs. All right. Coming out of that
they one. Win. Now they advance. Mickey and Friends.
Fight. Well, now, does Mickey have Toodles?
Mickey and Friends. He has them all. He has, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, have you seen that little, I guess you would have a reason to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
No, I haven't seen it.
But I used to watch it with my daughter, my oldest daughter, which is coming up. Mm-hmm. And, like, they have this thing, Toodles is basically the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, it always supplies three things that they're going to need to accomplish what they have to do. And at the beginning of the day, they don't know how they're going to use these three things. Mm-hmm. But when the time comes, it has the perfect thing for them to do what they need to do.
Ah,
so, like,
I see.
You're not beating that.
Yeah. Unless they don't know when to use it.
Well, they never do. Like, that's how the show always runs.
No,
it just happens that, like they'll start off like, okay, we have a rope, a ladder, and a bucket, and a mystery something. Like, that's how it always is. And then, like, so then they'll get to their first thing. Oh, we got to climb up this building. How are we going to get to the top?
A bucket.
We have a ladder. Well, like, they, for the kids, they're like, are we going to do it with a bucket?
No.
Are we going to do it with a rope?
Pick it up.
No.
How about this ladder?
Anyway, all right. Now we reach the Animaniacs. No. They added their fool. We're going to tie them up with a rope. How are we going to leech all the blood? Oh, we got a bucket. What's our mystery surprise? Oh, we got a necro sword. Card and card. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, Emmy's a wow.
So, Mickey and friends, even though Animaniacs makes it there, they can't.
They're not Mickey. And don't let Mickey put on a wizard hat or it's over.
Oh, no. It's just,
like,
it's
the Kingdom Hearts wizard hat. Like,
if he has the wand and the hat, it's over. It's over. But if they have to choose three people, who are the three from Mickey and Friends?
Well, obviously Mickey.
Of course, Mickey.
I think Minnie, so that Mickey has something to lose.
Okay.
You know, that's going to raise the stakes and make him take it seriously. And then Goofy, because Goofy's always been that loyal sidekick.
Yeah, and he has to go Goofy because the Animaniacs are so goofy themselves. You have to kind of match that energy a little bit. Bring Goofy.
Yep.
I'm with you. All right, I think that's enough quick draws for the night. Chris, who do you have for your comic relief?
Comic relief. So you know I like to reach out to our followers for my comic relief.
Yeah.
So today we're going to reach out and celebrate Liquid Below Zero, all one word.
What's up, Liquid?
Oh, in zero is an actual zero. So,
clever.
So, yeah, you got Liquid Below Zero, all one word, with the last O being an actual zero, which is, you know, Liquid Below Zero would be ice.
Yep.
You know I'm a Sub-Zero fan.
Okay. Yeah, cool. And I'm not. Scorpion for me.
Ooh. Get over here.
But, yeah, definitely. He does a lot of action figures, like the action figure poses and collecting.
Mm-hmm.
And it says he draws stuff. He also has a Twitter by the same name.
Cool.
And so a lot of cool collectibles you can check out. DBZ, from DBZ to different animes. I see some Ninja Turtles in here. Looks like Thanos right here, the Green Lantern. So he's touching everything. Ooh, Namor.
Mm.
Now, that's really cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah. I like that one. So say that name again, Liquid Below Zero. Are there... How's that written out?
All right, so straight spelled out L I Q U I D B E L O W Z E R and the number zero.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's no underscores or spaces. It's just straight out. Okay, nothing. Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Real easy to find.
So
check them out.
All right, guys. This has been another episode of Leave Your Powers at the Door. Again, I am your host, the producer, with my co-host, Chris.
And remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
Cue the band, please.
One, two, three, four.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host, Chris. And Chris... And Chris,
my power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You rock. Hi, Chris.
Man, we should have talked about games to make you go, huh?
Yeah, that would have been good. You got anything?
Yeah, you know I played a contest of champions.
Uh-huh.
And I think, God knows how many episodes back was that? But I talked about, they had a vote where, you could vote for what champions are going to join the contest.
Yeah.
Soon.
Uh-huh.
And so the winners are coming up. So it's Galen, which is a version of Galactus.
Yeah.
And Quicksilver, which I personally voted
for. Yeah, then you voted for Quicksilver. I remember you brought it up
on
the podcast.
Yeah, it was like you had to do things in the contest to earn more votes.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for that. I wanted Quicksilver so fast. Like, I mean, like, when I talk about my hierarchy of X-Men...
Mm.
It was always Wolverine, Morph, Quicksilver, and Nightcrawler. Those are my top favorite.
Nightcrawler was at the bottom of your list? I always thought Nightcrawler was like your favorite.
No. Huh? Really? It was cool to watch him in the movie. So,
yeah, like, yeah.
The animation he did for his teleporting in X2 on it.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, I think so.
Because he attacked the president?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Okay, cool, cool. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, next time we'll do Games Make You Go, huh?
And Deadpool 1 and 2.
And Deadpool 1 and 2.
What was it? Deadpool, the end credit scene of Deadpool is like Ferris Bueller's Day Off end credit scene. Where he comes out of the robe. It's like, huh? Oh, you're still here. It's over. Movie's over. Go home. Go. Oh, you're waiting for spoilers. I'll tell you one thing. Our next movie has a character in it. His name rhymes with Cable.
That's stupid. All right, let's get up out of here.
Let's. You live here.
That was a good episode.